what up? Peace and blessing to the fam. You're rocking with the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we discuss retro sneakers, release dates, and I give you my commentary on all of that. And I am your host, Jared, and thank you all of you new and returning listeners for checking out today's content. And today is Thursday, January 30th, 2020. The month is moving by rather quickly, and it's been about a week since I came to you guys with a segment, and a lot has transpired. The headlines all across the news and social media has been the sudden death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and the rest of those on board during the helicopter crash that occurred in Calabasas, California last weekend. It was just a sudden, tragic, and traumatic event. Really kind of hard to process, and I know a lot of people around the entire world have been hurt by this particular incident. And it really put things into perspectives as far as for me personally of how, you know, short and precious life is and how you just never know when it's going to be your moment. So with that being said, I would just urge you guys to continue to stay grateful and mindful of, you know, the realities of life and cherishing those things around you that you do hold dear to your heart and just never forget it. So I don't want to get into that too deeply, but we definitely wanted to pay tribute and homage to Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the rest of those members on that plane. You know, I can only imagine what his wife and other daughters are feeling right now. My heart goes out to him. So hopefully they can get through this rough time and come out even stronger, because we all know that's what that mama's mentality is, overcoming adversity. And though he is not with us in the physical realm, spiritually, what he stood for as a person, as a basketball player, and all those things, that's definitely going to live on. So definitely wanted to, you know, just touch on that briefly. But as far as the segment today, we got a release coming up tomorrow. Kith, Ronnie Fieg, and New Balance are back at it again with another hot collab. We just want to touch on that release and hopefully give you some tips and, you know, info that'll help you be able to cop if you are interested. So all of that is coming up next. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to StitcherPremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us.
Right, welcome back, and let's jump right into it, guys. So as I stated in the intro, we got a couple pairs of New Balances that will be releasing tomorrow, January 31st, 2020, the last day of the month, in which New Balance is doing a great job starting the year off with a bang, in my opinion. Now, the 1700, I'm just going to be honest, I don't know much about it, but it is a retro shoe, has that chunky dad shoe look. Kind of reminds me of the New Balance version of the Nike Monarch. Whether that's good or bad, that's up to you. But it's done in collaboration with Ronnie Fieg and Kith. And if you're not familiar with any of those two names, Kith is the lifestyle brand based out of New York that was founded by Ronnie Fieg, who is a well-known, well-regarded sneaker collaborator, just a designer. He just has a great eye for design, whether it's with shoes, clothes, and anything else. So once again, they're coming with another collab to start the year off right with a bang. And the collection itself is called the Colorist Collection, and it's easy to tell why. A lot of the promotional marketing campaign has shown different colors of different artists and other, genres of art that use colors. And they're just highlighting the importance of color and how it all comes together, you know, to create beautiful things. And the shoe is no exception. One of the shoe has more of a pastel, pinky, blue, and white vibe, very bright, colorful. And then also the second version is also equally as colorful, but it has different, more shades of color. Think about 12, 13 in all. So you got blues, pinks, navy, white, black, all of that stuff comes together to create a very interesting, striking shoe. It's masterfully done. I mean, I just gotta say it. The shoes look dope, in my opinion. And of course, I would be trying to get my pair on one or two, if at all possible. Now, at this point, there are no official pricing details on these sneakers, but if I would assume, probably looking at 180 plus, but probably more along the lines of 200, if I'm not mistaken. So, not much more than that, if they are 200, not much more. So as far as the stock levels, extremely limited shoes, 1700 pairs per shoe. So do the math, that's 3400 pairs. And even though New Balance isn't the most hyped, everybody's not checking for it, and especially probably not this model, there are enough New Balance Rhinify Kith lovers who will be going after these shoes to make them very extremely hard to get. So if you're not in New York and able to visit one of the Kith locations there, your best chance of copying, or your only chance of copying for retail, will be at kith.com. Now, kith.com doesn't have any bot protection, so we will have to be battling bots in order to cop a pair, but you know, be early, be persistent, and hopefully you'll get the cart and purchase. Now, if I would assume, the shoes will be dropping at 10 a.m. Eastern time, 9 a.m. Central, and 7 a.m. Pacific time. So do the time conversion for your area, and definitely do not sleep on this particular release. If I could guess, they will be sold out first day, probably, you know, the first 10, 30 minutes, maybe even an hour. I think a lot of people are checking for this shoe. And I could be wrong, but if anybody has any type of taste and love New Balance, you'll be going after this shoe, in my opinion. So with that being said, if you haven't seen images of the shoe, you can check in the show's description. There will be a link to the release dates page or release details page where you can see more images of this shoe, get an idea whether or not this is something for you. And if it is or if it isn't, also, please let me know what you think about this shoe. There's also another link in the comments and the show's description where you can send us a 60-second voice message letting us know your thoughts on the Colorist Collection by Ronnie Feig and New Balance. So, yeah, man, this is about the end of the segment. Definitely don't want to hold you guys too much longer. Just want to leave you with another note to say love your life, every second of it, and the ones in it. So until next time, y'all take care. Stay humble and proceed.